Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We have the subject today, the praise cue. And the Bible text is from Psalm chapter 34, verse 1. And it says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praises will always be on my lips. Amen.
Amen.
The last message, I spoke about prayer that works. And I mentioned the praise as as one of the elements of praying. But I could only speak very brief on it because of time. So there are more cures and ways to be healed. There are many ways to be healed. And many ways and cures for your success. Big Pharma is making lots of money with tablets and cures. I once went to a doctor and he said I should take a certain pill. I should take only three of them, but he gave me a package of 50. So the more they can sell, the more money they make. Doctors, they don't want you to be healed. They want you to be sick. Because if you're healed, they have no more income. So their intent is to keep you sick, give you something that makes you more sick, that some tablet that has a different side effect, and you need something else because of this side effect. People all over the world, they are in search of healing for all kinds of things. I saw many advertisements of wonder healing devices. Some are creams, some are magnetic, some are brass, all kinds of things. But if all these things are working, I wonder why are so many people sick? People spend lots of money for healing, and it has no effect. The Bible tells us of a cure that doesn't cost you a cent. Jesus' death and his resurrection provided a cure for you that doesn't cost you anything. Everybody can have it. If you use this cure according to the prescription, it will work. The cure is called the praise cure. The greatest cure known on earth is to praise God for everything. The cure is within the reach of every believer. To praise God from a sincere heart of love and gratitude. I had a missionary, I read of a missionary who went to another country where she encountered smallpox. At that time, there was no cure for it. So someone who got it would die. So this missionary was confined to her room, and she was left to die in that room. But one day the Lord told her to praise God for his faithfulness, to keep his word. His faithful always keeps his word. So she started to praise God for his faithfulness to the world. She praised God and praised God and praised God. One day, after a few days of heartful praise, the Lord showed her that now was the time of her healing. It had come. So she was miraculously healed. Her skin was as smooth as that of a baby, because she was praising God for his faithfulness. Praise God for the healing. Praise God for everything. Usually people ask God and ask God and ask God. And some say, I asked God, but he never responded. Many are big on requests, but small on praise. We have to understand that the power of God is released in praise. We should be big on praise. Big on praise. Then probably you would have less requests to make. The praise cure, God's cure, is a cure that never fails in any circumstance or in any situation in the whole life. Somebody said, "A medicine that is good always tastes bad. But the praise cure doesn't taste bad." The more you learn to implement this cure will always work for you, and there is no charge for it. The reason this cure is so effective and is guaranteed to bring results that it is because it is based on the word of God. The praise was purchased. The praise cure was purchased and put into effect through the blood of Jesus Christ when he paid for our redemption at the cross. But even in the Old Testament, God told his people about his praise cure and its benefits. We have to look at some of the great exploits of Israelites when they experienced what they experienced as a result of praising God. In 1 Corinthians 10:11 it says that when the Israelites, what they experienced was written down for our admonition and benefit. Let's see what God told the children of Israel about God being able to perform mighty exploits through the praise of cure. During the time of King Jehoshaphat, Israel's enemies rose up to destroy the nation. The king of Moab and the king of Ammon gathered with their forces to come against Jehoshaphat and the Israelites. You can read the whole story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. These kings wanted to annihilate them in battle. The Israelites and Jehoshaphat were greatly afraid. Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast throughout the country of Judah because the Israelites knew that they have no chance against their enemies. The whole nation of Israel began to pray and seek God for their deliverance. God spoke to Gehazi. God gave instruction of his strategy to destroy the enemy. The Israelites were no match to the enemy without God's help. And so we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's." The battle is not yours, but God's. And then verse 17. You will not need to fight this battle. Look at this. The enemies are coming and God says, you don't need to fight this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. What a wonderful, powerful promise God gave to them. God didn't tell them to put the best soldiers in front. God didn't tell them, gather all the best weapons what you can get. He told them something that made no sense at all in the natural. He told them, they wouldn't need to fight the battle at all because the battle belongs to our Lord. If Christians would learn this lesson, that the battle belongs to the Lord, you would have less requests. You would praise God and thank Him for what He's doing. In verse 6, He even told them that the exact position of the enemies. But the Israelites were to go there, but not to fight. They were simply to take up their position. What was their position? It is a position of praise. We read in verse 21, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should go, who should sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.'" They met the enemy with the praises of God in their mouths. Go against your enemies with praise in your mouth. You will have success. In the natural, it was crazy to march against the enemy with singers in front of the army praising God. Imagine an army with a choir in front. People love. But this was exactly what God instructed Jehoshaphat. The Israelites were to demonstrate their faith and trust in God by praising Him. The weapon of Israel was praise. Not guns, but praise. God said, "Don't worry about the enemy. I will deliver you. Just praise me and watch my work. Praise God and see what He's about to do." Many people try to execute plans in the name of God. They say, "Oh, God told me. But it is not God telling them. What the Lord tells us is to do always what is in line with His word. It's always prosperous. So what happened when the Israelites took up their position of praise? The enemies turned against each other and destroyed each other. We read in verse 24 of the same chapter. "So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped." Do you get this picture? The enemy is coming. And they just take up their position, they praise God for His love endures forever, and the enemy destroys themselves. Mm-hmm. Only dead bodies, nobody had escaped. So the Lord has done exactly what He has said. The battle is the Lord's. We have to know that the Lord always is on His children's side. He fights our battles. We need only be still and praise the Lord. Sometimes it's difficult to praise the Lord. You see so many problems, but when we praise God, the results will come. The enemy of God, Satan, he's in the world today. He tries to come against the church of God to destroy it. He had tried in the year 2020, when all the churches were commanded to lock down, to stop meetings, to stop all services. Only few of us refused the commands of the devil. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Take this. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. But praise works. God says He will fight the battles for us. Take this. Whatever problem you go through, whatever trouble you have, know that the Lord is fighting your battle. Mm-hmm. Satan, our enemy, has already been defeated by our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We need not be afraid of him. Mm-hmm. If you face a situation that seems impossible, just stand firm, immovable on the word of God. Believe him to fight the battle for you. Believe him that he will fight the battle. You must learn that there's power in praise. There's power in praise. You want power? Start praising. Learn to give God praise, glory in the midst of every difficulty, in the midst of every circumstance, in the midst of any situation, praise God. Give praise and glory to God for what he has promised in his word. Even if you say, see no situation, no change in the situation, because that there is faith. Faith that you praise is working. You may not see immediate results, but you continue to praise, and that is faith. It's faith always wins the victory. If we know who we are in Christ, do you know who you are in Christ? If we know who we are in Christ, and the devil comes against you, you can boldly proclaim the promises of God. Sing and praise God for his victory, and you shall prevail. We need to learn to give praises to God in every situation, to praise his glory in whatever circumstance happens, whatever we face. And before we see the victory, when you see the victory, it's easy to praise. Mm-hmm. But praise God before you see the victory. Mm-hmm. That has power. If depression comes into your life, praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Don't bend down by defeat to depression. The best way to get out of depression is to sing praises to God. In the beginning, it may be difficult. But the more you do it, the more the easier it gets. So understand that trouble will come. As long as we are in this world, trouble will meet us. Always. In heaven there is no more trouble. But here on earth, we have trouble always. Yet, we can gain victory through praising and worshipping God. You can be healed of sickness by praising and worshipping God. You can fix your finances by praising and worshipping God. Praise and worship is the language of faith. The language of faith. The Bible says healing has already been provided for us. You can receive from God whatever the word promises by simply acting on faith, on the word of God, by praising and thanking God. There is no power of the enemy that can stand against you. I say it again, no power of the enemy can stand against you when you learn how to stand on God's word and praise his name. Look only to God, look only to his word. Give him praise because of what he has promised. He is also able to perform it. Praise the Lord.